This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter CADCAST60. Episode number 561. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who'd rather be playing Spider-Man, Wombat.
That is so true.
I knew it was true. That's why I said it.
That is true. That or Titan Quest?
No. No. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
But there may be some truth to the fact that you like doing this show for an hour and change, and
I enjoy talking to my two friends. Yes. And you guys.
Yes.
So yeah. Yes, I enjoy the show.
So my point is, you have two things that you like to do, and you're doing one of them, and the other one is Spider-Man.
That's true. Are we going to turn this into like a McCartney Lennon situation?
No.
By the end of the show.
Where was that? How was that? How are we even headed in that direction?
Because, you know, we're a bunch of guys having a good time. And isn't that what they do?
Shipwreck. Help.
I'm providing no help in this matter.
Help? You need somebody?
No.
Not just anybody?
You just wanted to talk about sued. That. Wombat wanted to talk about that badly, I could tell.
Right. Like, it was just, he's been thinking about it all day. He's got his own personal outline.
Hey,
you got to
think about something.
Let's talk about Beatles masturbating.
Right. Why would you want to even think about that?
Beatles. whatever. That's a funny story. So if you were at a party and John Lennon and Paul McCartney came up to you, say you were there in 1968, and they were like, "Hey, Cheapy, we're going into the other room. We're going to rub one out. You want to come with us?" What do you say?
I would probably go with him.
Yeah, right?
Probably the only situation where that would happen.
Oh, I agree. That is definitely...
I'm going to be a hard pass on that one.
Shipwreck, why don't you come in with us? We got some lubricants in the other room.
But it's not Shipwreck. It's not you. It's 60s groovy Shipwreck.
Yeah, it's like, hey man, I'm Groovy 60 Shipwreck.
No,
the Cincinnati Reds are awesome, man. Johnny Bench.
This is a little bit early, but yeah, sure. No.
You don't like the Beatles. That's your problem.
That is the problem right there, is that I'm just not a big enough Beatles fan.
But on Paul McCartney, it's the 60s. We're going to go masturbate in the other room.
No, for Shipwreck, it's got to be Elvis and...
Pete Rose.
There we go. Perfect.
And they're gambling on who's going to come first.
Hey, Shipwreck, I got Pete
Rose. See, that's what I needed.
There.
I needed a little gamemanship in it.
Right.
We're going to see who could do it first and fastest.
And loot boxes. Can we work loot boxes in somehow?
All right. Well, did you have your fill of this talk, Wombat?
I am thoroughly enjoying this. I got to do silly voices and talk about masturbation.
Enough dick talk.
The best show we've ever done.
Enough dick talk for the first 5 minutes.
I never mentioned penises.
Okay. Speaking of penises, it was my birthday this weekend.
How was it?
Speaking
Happy
of big
birthday.
Penises, it was good. I got
what'd you get?
I got some good stuff. I got a ping pong robot. Which
you
is not
ping pong against a robot now.
It's not, unfortunately, it's not the happy birthday Paulie robot from Rocky IV.
Okay.
There are things called ping pong robots, and what they really are just machines that shoot balls at you.
Yes.
Much like they have in
tennis. I thought we were done with that kind of talk.
Hmm. What? Ball talk?
Can you get another robot that just sucks them up?
Or how about
another robot that brings them back to the machine?
Well, that was going to be the third robot. Yeah.
Well, no. Really, the only robot you need is the one that they always are showing at these trade shows. And every time they show it, I get 1,000 links to it on Twitter because everybody knows I like ping pong. They have this robot arm that attaches to the table. It's basically built into a table. And it's got all these cameras and sensors. And it plays against you. And it's really good. I guess – I don't know if it's good, but it can play. And I've never seen anybody actually who is good play against it in a serious way. Sometimes they have pros like hit with it, but they're not really playing.
Now I'm just imagining somebody trying to masturbate with this robot arm. Thank you, Wombat.
Hey, robot arm, why don't you come into this room with us?
I'm attached to this table. I can't. You come here. Why don't you sit on me?
Ringo, move the table.
I'm a table. Just sit on me. What are we talking about? Oh, my birthday present.
What else did you get?
So I got that. I haven't tried it yet because it's rained every day since, and I have to play outside.
Yeah, the weather's been kind of awful.
So I got some ping pong socks, which are not socks to play ping pong in, but are like...
socks made out of ping pong balls.
Yes, they're very, very comfortable.
It's very eco-friendly of you.
I got... These are all like really exciting. It's all downhill after the ping pong robot. No, I got a flossing machine, but it's air flossing. Do you know about that?
The dance?
I don't, but I'm intrigued because I'm a big floss, you know, proponent.
So you know
I
about like floss. You know about the water floss, the water pick.
Yes, I am familiar with the water pick. Yes.
So instead of that, now they're shooting air, but also a little bit of. Instead of water, you put mouthwash into it.
I thought you were going to say hydrochloric acid.
No, mouthwash. And it's so it shoots the air and droplets of mouthwash into your teeth. I've only used it for a couple days, so can't really review it properly. But I like that it's just like this rechargeable thing. It doesn't have to be plugged in all the time. It doesn't have this big like thing of water that the other ones have. So it's not occupying a lot of space on your counter. But it does feel weird as it's shooting the air into your gums. It's like that scene in the several scenes in – shit. What's the – Tommy Lee Jones and Javier – who?
Men in Black.
No.
U.S. Marshal.
No. Yeah. Javier Bardem.
Coal miner's daughter.
No, and he's got the cow.
Japanese drink commercials.
Boss of all bosses, you mean?
Yes.
Batman Forever.
You're not going to tell me the movie, even though you both know it.
We're naming every movie.
You haven't named this one yet, and it's not The Fugitive. He's got the cow prod, the cow air stapler gun, and he kills the people.
Oh, No Country for Old Men.
Right. So it's sort of like
never
that.
Saw it.
It only took 15 movies to get to there.
I forgot he's in that movie.
Men in Black 2.
So basically that's what you're doing in your gums.
Men in Black 3?
Okay.
You think that was a thing?
It was.
Okay.
The girl came back and she became an agent, remember?
And Jermaine Clement is in it.
I don't know who that is.
It's vaguely remember, maybe.
So, what else did I get? I got a book. I got the Zen of Ping Pong book, which I don't think it's really about ping pong.
It sounds like somebody went to like Amazon and typed in ping pong.
Right. Everybody.
And bought the first three results that weren't actually ping pong.
Right. Like, yeah, not actual ping pong. But
there's a lot of results that I go through. To give
like
them some
like
credit.
Maybe typed in ping pong accessories and just put the first
ping
three things that came up.
Ping pong gifts.
Look, we don't want to know how the sausage is made, right? We just want to enjoy it. Okay? Right. So let me enjoy my ping pong accessories. What, did I get anything else? I got Shanafan got me $10 in loot boxes. He gave me there was no way to gift somebody loot boxes in Overwatch on console, so he sent me $10 in Xbox credit, and he told me I have to use it to buy Overwatch loot boxes.
Did you get anything good in the boxes?
The problem is I'm so inept that I got the $10 into my account and I went to go buy the loot boxes, and by accident I bought two sets of loot boxes because I already had credit in my account, and it doesn't give you much in the way of a confirmation when you're buying from the credit that's in your account.
So and I just $1,000 worth of loot boxes.
Right. I'm just like Ty sitting on the couch next to me, and I buy the first set of loot boxes. And it just bops you right back to the screen, to like the store screen, like with no like confirmation or anything. And it's like, oh, that's weird. And I went to go do it again. And Ty's like, no, Papa, you bought them already. I'm like, no, it just, look how fast it went. There's no way. Boom. Did it again. Same thing. Bam. Like back to the screen. No confirmation. He's like, you're buying more now. I'm like, no, you're crazy. And I go back, and it's like, oh, you have 22 loot boxes. So I opened up the first set. We opened up half of them, and I got two legendaries. One was money, and one was a tracer skin that I don't care. But thanks for the gift, Shanafan.
That's a nice gift.
It was very nice, except for the fact that now I've sullied myself. I can't really say that I've never bought Overwatch loot boxes. It's got an asterisk next to it.
That's okay. It's okay.
Two asterisks.
We understand.
Okay.
Exactly. Just like Pete Rose.
It's okay. How about some show feedback?
Sure. What happened to the name? Did you delete the person's name, Cheapy?
It was, wasn't it Javery?
Yes, it was. It was Javery. Thank you. Cheapy, I have a son about the same age as yours, 11. He is a huge Star Wars fan and loves Spaceballs.
And he knows.
He almost fell out of his chair laughing at the Uranus bumper stickers 2 minutes into the movie. That set the tone right away. You should watch it with Ty when you get a chance. I recommended this last week as well. Has it happened?
No. We watched another movie, which we'll talk about.
What movie? We're up to it.
That's it for the show feedback?
That's it.
What's going on?
There were like five comments.
Shipwreck.
I didn't comment.
Sorry.
Fine. We can do watch.
I'll do better. I'll do better next week.
Right. Yeah. Prod Wombat to be more diligent.
It's my fault.
Can't you solicit responses with your... you're not on Twitter anymore. It makes it hard.
I've been back and forth.
He's only on Twitter to complain about headphone jacks.
That's basically it.
Pressing issues.
Right. Complain. Can't you just work in something about show feedback into the headphone jack complaint? Like... You know,
I guess so.
Apple's such a cheap ass company. They're worth $1 trillion. They can't give us a headphone jack. Also, what did you guys think about last week's CatCast?
Well, three versions of the whatever X, but one of them. How about one of them? You make the one have a headphone jack.
Shipwreck's the engineer here, but I believe the idea is that they're trying to make the phones smaller and more, at least have more space for battery. So yep. That's why they removed the jack.
So make that one and then make like a cheap thick one for idiots like me.
There's no iPhone that has a headphone jack now?
No.
No.
It's fine it's if they want to make one.
Why not make a shitty iPhone?
I have the
iPhone?
Last model.
Well, yeah,
that
you
has
could
a
make
jack.
A you could make a shitty iPhone, but
an inexpensive
not,
shitty
they're
iPhone.
Not interested in. Why would they do that? Then that
for
would
kids?
Cut into the sales of their
to keep
expensive
people
iPhones.
Like me, to keep people like me within their ecosystem instead of just abandoning it completely.
They don't care about you, Wombat.
I guess not.
you're a minnow. They're looking for whales.
I get it. Yep. I'm not the Apple consumer. That's the problem. And yet I'm in their ecosystem and I probably just need to cut the cord and get out.
I'm trying to get out. But they keep pulling me back in.
Literally the only thing that's keeping me in the Apple ecosystem is chatting with you two.
Yep. You're going to screw it all up.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that in any of my group texts, my text groups, when there's somebody who doesn't have an iPhone, the messages like go through about 30% of the time. Maybe it's me, but that's been my experience.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That you two are literally the only reason I would stay in there.
Thank you. We appreciate. Thank you for your service, Wombat.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't use the word hero often. But you, sir, are the greatest hero in American history.
That is,
I would buy you.
Don't stop it! Don't say that.
Of Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, okay.
If you stay with the Apple iPhone environment,
we'll see how it goes. My contract's up in November, so we have time.
You mean, so you're going to negotiate with Shipwreck is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll negotiate with Shipwreck.
You're saying you have plenty of time to negotiate? You can think you can do better than a pair of headphones?
I have to chat with my friend and see what we're going to do.
Right.
My phone friend.
Right.
Your phone? What's a phone friend?
His friend who works at the phone store.
Yeah.
What? Well, don't you just go give me the iPhone and then that's it?
Basically.
What else can he do for you?
What's the other conversation that goes on here?
I don't know.
Wait, his friend is Tim Cook.
My friend Tim Cook. Oh, I have an in. He's gay. And, we make it happen.
Wombat, your best case scenario is that you get a pair of Beats from Shipwreck.
Wait, I didn't say that I know. Buy expensive ones.
I know you didn't.
I'm pretty sure we all heard you say you were going to get me a pair of Beats.
I'm just saying that's the best
buy case. Dre. I don't want to see any of these knockoff Beats by Dur that are floating around the internet.
All I know is when I went to Hong Kong, that's all you saw when you walked on these night markets was tables and tables of Beats headphones. They seem legit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure were a lot.
$15 each.
No, they weren't that cheap. All right, so I guess we're doing Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
Ty was home from school Monday and Tuesday, so we had a lot of time to kill.
I understand that. I was home yesterday.
We thought about watching Black Panther again on Netflix because that just came up. But instead, we watched Next Gen, which is this new Netflix original animated feature, which has got a lot of Iron Giant vibes as someone who has seen both films.
Oh, okay. I've seen the ad for this now. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me too. I asked Elliot if he wanted to watch it and he said no.
I think Sabrina would like it a lot. I think M is too young for it. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't. It does have it's got a lot of action in it. It's got a lot of heart in it. It's very Iron Giant-y. And I thought it was really well done. I had I would rate it 9 tears on my cheek throughout the movie.
That I don't need that then.
Only 9 though. Okay. Throughout the whole movie.
It's a movie. It's not a series.
I thought it was a series too. Yeah.
No. Feature film, I said.
Oh, okay. Well, then I might be interested. Feature. I thought it just looked like, when I see stuff on Netflix now, I just assume like it's a 16 episode something that I need to watch.
Well, good luck trying to find Iron Fist on Netflix because they buried that.
No, I could add that on there. Oh, you did. Good.
Yeah.
I really recommend Next Gen though. If you have, 10 or 11 year olds or I don't know, you can watch the trailer. See, it's about the daughter. It's a young girl whose father leaves when she's young, and so she's very mad at the world, basically, and robots also, in particular, as you'll come to see why and how she overcomes that. And it's really cute and has a good heart, and it's a nice surprise.
Excellent.
I liked it a lot, too. There was some, let's talk about these other things. Well, let's add this question for later. I also watched the first episode of Iron Fist season 2.
I did too. They really buried that. Like I remembered that it was coming out, but it's not easy to find on Netflix without searching for it.
I think
like,
everyone's Netflix is different a little because it probably shuffles stuff. Maybe. I don't know.
Cause I went like, it's still like recommending now in the now trending. It's telling me that people are watching The Defenders and not Iron Fist. And I find that to be a little weird.
Right. So. I liked the first episode.
It was all right.
It was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The action was better. I noticed.
Yep. I forgot that Typhoid Mary was in it.
Who's that? Who that?
That's the girl that he gives directions to and then has that freak attack in her apartment.
I already forgot what happened.
Yeah.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah, it's the end of the first episode.
I don't know. We have to watch it over
Alice Eve. Alice Eve. She was in a Star Trek movie.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's fine. Seems fine.
Yeah. It seems fine.
Mindless good times. What else?
I finally got around to watching one of the Hotel Transylvania movies.
You just went right to 2?
So, Gretchen, like, this was a day-long conversation with Emmeline about, like, how we were going to watch Hotel Transylvania, and Emmeline has seen parts of them before, And so she pretty much wanted nothing to do with it unless we were watching Hotel Transylvania 2. And so, because that's the one where there's a wedding, and that's what she wanted to see.
The monster wedding.
It's a monster and a human getting married.
Oh.
It's early on in the film.
Yes. So.
Film.
That, I did not overly enjoy Hotel Transylvania 2.
No, Hotel Transylvania 2 is not.
It's written
Hotel
exactly.
Transylvania is not as good as Hotel Transylvania 1, and Hotel Transylvania 1 is okay.
This one's written just like any of the rest of these Sandler comedies that they forget to put the jokes in.
Yep.
It's just situation after situation, and they didn't write the jokes. It's weird. It's an odd movie to watch.
That's the best description I've ever heard of that movie.
Is there some like forced heart put into the movie, like towards the end?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a decent like message. The whole thing is like monsters and people living together type of thing. Emmeline enjoyed it. She liked it. I understand why there's three of these now, but it's not high on my list of recommendations. I would say that.
No, you should watch it.
But maybe I just didn't get all the references because I didn't see the film.
You think the jokes went over your head, Chip?
Right. I think that's what it was happening. They were all callback jokes to the first one.
Oh, I see.
Did he say blah, blah, blah in the first one, Wombat?
No, he doesn't say, I don't say blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people were asking me because it finally came out behind their paywall this week was the Wolverine podcast.
Who's paywall?
The Stitcher Premium. So they made a Wolverine like who's audio that? Play.
Wait, hold on. You have to explain because I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Their paywall, you know, Stitcher Premium.
Okay.
Stitcher Premium is a podcast app.
I know that.
Where you pay a monthly fee.
Got it.
And they have podcasts that you can only hear
got
there.
It. Okay. That I didn't know, but now I'm
more
learning.
Money.
Okay, got okay, that. Right. Now, there's something called the Wolverine podcast. Now,
well, they had a podcast that they made in conjunction with Marvel,
okay.
Which was basically an audiobook without there ever being a book.
Okay.
A radio play, however okay. You want to describe it, about Wolverine. It came out last year. This week, they took it out from behind the paywall, and now it's free for everyone. They're doing two episodes a week is how they're releasing it, and the first two episodes came out yesterday, I believe, and they're a half hour long each, and I listened to them today.
How are
got
they?
It?
How are, got it. Got it.
Got
so,
it.
Who's
so
doing the voice
Wolverine
of
talk about on his podcast?
Yeah. On our podcast that you can only listen to on Stitcher Premium. Use code.
Hey, bub. This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh, bub.
Yeah, exactly. Which now it does. It has ads. It literally has ads like that. Right. But there's a narrator who does it.
Is it Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
No, it's not. It's I don't know who it is. There's no particularly super famous voices in it. Like no celebrities that stand out. I think Bob Balaban is in it. Does that count?
Baba Booey is in it?
No.
Oh.
Bob Balaban.
Oh.
Yeah. So far it seems fine. Wolverine hasn't shown up yet the first hour. Which, yeah.
fuck. What is this, Transformers?
Yeah, and it's like, come on. It's these two agents in Alaska that are looking for a murderer, and the victims all have slash marks.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
People
yeah.
are like, hey, there's this new guy in town who's really short and has claws. Maybe it's him. And you're listening to it and you're like, we know it's not him.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm pretty familiar with Wolverine. And I don't think they would have him just randomly kill 12 people.
Hmm.
Exactly. There's a mystery afoot. I mean, I guess I get what they're going for. We know that Wolverine isn't the killer, but we don't know who the killer is. So we have to watch these two
Sabretooth.
These two people.
Psst, it's Sabretooth.
X-23.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It probably is Sabretooth. And I was thinking the same thing. And
well,
like,
yeah, that's immediately where you went to. I went a little bit, ever so slightly deeper cut.
Yeah, it's. I'll give it a shot again. The episodes are only a half hour, and I'm not paying for them. but and it's entertaining, but
yeah, I like the idea.
I'm with you. I'm like, come on, this isn't what I want.
What if it turns out it's just a bear?
That's what they blame the two women that get killed first. The sheriff was like, it was a bear.
Right.
That actually happens in the show. It was a bear. Bear did it. So we closed the case. And the agents are like, there hasn't been a bear attack in this town in 25 years.
Well, when's now the last time there was a Wolverine attack?
Exactly.
It seems longer.
Mm-hmm.
The bear has more motive than Wolverine.
Well, you know, bears get hungry, and it is Alaska. That's what the sheriff says.
I'm learning so much about life.
It's pretty dumb, but I'll listen to episodes 3 and 4 because what
maybe
else?
Maybe Wolverine will show up.
Literally, I'm waiting for Wolverine to show up so he can be like, "I didn't kill anybody, bub. I'm gonna go now. I'll see you in 3 episodes.
You're right.
Snick, snick.
Hey, Wolverine, did you kill those guys?
Going, right? Like,
I didn't kill anybody. Snickety, snickety, snick, bub.
Oh, to prove his innocence.
Hey,
the Wolverine.
It wasn't me. It was the bear, eh?
It was the bear, and maybe it was he could be my brother. Sometimes he's my brother. He was played by Liev Schreiber in the movie. You know who I'm talking about? That guy? Could have been him.
All right, let us know how it turns out.
Bub.
Let us know when he shows up.
Go see The Greatest Showman.
at Alpo845 writes in with this big Superman news that Henry Cavill is out.
Cavill. Mm-hmm.
And so Alpo wants to know, who would you want to be the new Superman after Nicolas Cage? Of course,
it's Michael B. Jordan, right? That's the right answer.
I was thinking Michael Cera.
You know what? I would be okay with either one of those, not for no other reason than I really enjoy watching the internet lose its shit. It kind of makes my boring days go by a little faster. I'm on board for either one of those.
Maybe I just want a new Greatest American Hero movie. Maybe that's what I want.
It was supposed to be a series, but it didn't get picked up.
Right.
They made that pilot.
It's going to be bad no matter what. Like, unless...
Oh, you never know. I mean, they could get a whole new
creative team.
It's
got a kind of a pattern here.
There are talented people out there. They just don't seem to find the right talented people to make a Superman movie.
It's not Henry wasn't the problem. It wasn't the actor that was the problem.
Right. No, he was great.
It's the writing and the direction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's bad writing and bad direction.
They don't know what to do with them.
Invest. I'm thinking it should be Rian Johnson. Rian Johnson's Superman. Yeah, the last Superman. Uh-huh. That's what they should call it.
Okay.
The last Superman.
And what is Superman's personality like in this movie?
Well, it's exactly what it's the opposite of what you would think it would be.
Okay. So he's the guy from Superman 3 when he's all drunk and at the bar?
No, because that's what you're expecting.
Oh. But if anything that I say won't come to pass.
It's the opposite of whatever it is you're expecting.
Damn.
Is that just Bizarro?
No, because then it has to be the opposite.
Somebody's
you're thinking
expecting
it's
that.
Bizarre, then it's the opposite of that. So you're thinking he's going to zig. But what he's really going to do is zag.
Really, it's about family.
No, that's Deadpool 2.
So we have
I mean, we're all going to just go watch another Superman movie, I guess. Doesn't matter, but...
We'll see.
Has there been an interesting Superman storyline, Wombat, that they should make into a movie?
Sure.
Why don't they do that?
Yeah. All-Star Superman was pretty good, where Superman gets cancer and he's about to die.
God, right. No, not that. That does not sound like what they should do. That sounds like what they will do. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Oh, we watched the Death of Superman movie. The one that just came out. I forgot.
How about that? Would that work as a live-action movie?
It was really good.
I mean, I guess they tried to do that.
He just killed him. Let's keep Superman. Okay. All of this stuff. Let's keep Superman
alive. No, but he comes back, though. He comes back. You know
he always comes back.
That's part of the story. So
it's a part of every Superman story. Let's keep him alive and have him do Superman stuff. It's not that hard.
I know.
Tell me about Death of Superman. How good was he dying in that?
It's from the old comic. It's just a retelling of that. And so we watched the movie.
Right?
What's that?
Doomsday.
Doomsday. Yeah. It's and they did a nice job of retelling that story and with the rest of the Justice League in there. I don't know how much involved the rest of the Justice League was the first time in the comic, but whatever. So we watch the movie, and the movie ends, and of course they tease at what's to come, and it's, you know, what comes in the comics. That's like, I forget exactly. It was like four different Supermen or something like that.
Steel comes.
Eradicator, I believe is one of them.
I don't. Anyway, so we watched it. And
Cyborg Superman?
Yeah, there's like, they tease.
And you had to guess at which one was the real one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Those are awesome. I love those comics.
They did the same thing in Spider-Man around the same time, too.
Mm-hmm. That was the Clone
War. Ricochet and three other Spider-Men. None of them had Spider-Man powers.
They leave you hanging, which is kind of, you're like, so Ty was wanting to really know what happened. I'm like, oh, well, the comics came out, so you could just get them from the library and find out what happened. So they didn't have it, but we put it on hold, and it came pretty quick, and we went to pick it up. I don't know what I got, but the thing, it weighs like 20 pounds. It's ridiculous, the size of this thing. It's like 2 feet thick. Maybe not 2 feet thick, but it's gigantic. It's got all the Death of Superman. I didn't know how many comics they had made about this, but apparently a lot.
It was a big deal.
I was like, when the librarian pulled it out of the shelf to hand to us, I was like, oh my. So
that was the time they finally figured out something to do with Superman. It was to kill him. Yes. That was.
It's a good story. I mean, see, it was a good Superman story.
It's just funny that was like.
I like the.
We can't figure out what to do with this guy. Let's kill him. And everybody's like, yes!
The Justice League cartoon from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
They did a good job, a good riff on that, where they sent Superman to the future. So you got to see Superman's adventures in the future while Superman was supposed to be dead in the present. I like that.
What about, though, if they just made a Superman movie where he was just Superman and he was flying around doing Superman stuff?
And he, like, saved people.
Yeah, like he saved people.
Trees and stopped an airplane from crashing. Uh-huh. And stopped a train from going off the rails.
Yep.
And then Lex Luthor builds a giant robot and Superman has to stop the giant robot. And everybody's happy at the end and they high five. And Superman's like, truth, justice in the American way, bitches, and flies off.
That's exactly what they need to make.
Yes, I agree with you. That's the movie I would like to see as well.
Oh, because they always have to kill him at the end?
Or they always have to make it gritty, and he's got to be killing
people. He's got to rip someone's head off.
What about the Kevin Spacey one?
That was terrible.
Well,
he didn't even punch anybody.
He's lurky.
he still has to punch somebody.
And he disappeared for 8 years, and they never really explained why.
That's true. Yeah, that one sucks.
And also, he's supposed to have a kid with Lois Lane, but the Lois Lane who played her at the time was only 23 or something like that. So that means that Superman impregnated a teenager and then disappeared for 8 years. That's a hard movie to get behind.
Yep. Well, I was talking to Ty about Superman, and I was telling him the reason why some people find him boring is because he's too perfect, and usually flawed heroes are more interesting. So we started talking about things like that. But
I think they try to make him too flawed, though. Like,
right.
Yeah, sometimes they go to, exactly, I'm with Shipwreck, they go too hard in the other direction. It's like, well, we'll show you how flawed Superman
is. He's dead. That's how flawed he is. He died.
It doesn't work with Superman. You have to keep him flawless. You have to keep him flawless. Otherwise, he's not flawless.
Inherently, he's not. He's still someone who's, at his heart, he's trying to prove himself as being worthy of being included on this planet because he's an alien.
And his parents are dead. That's pretty flawed. Like, that works.
His father is sometimes.
He didn't seem too depressed about it like Batman.
No, well, his mom's still alive.
No. His real parents are dead.
Oh, you mean, Jor-El and...
But he never really knew them, so it didn't count.
Yeah, they're not as... He knows them.
He talks to them through the crystals.
Yes.
See? Projections. So they're not dead. It's like this. That's why he's so good.
I mean, they could even do like a Mystic Pitalik movie. That could be fun.
Okay. I'm on board with this.
Yeah. Like maybe he shows up and he turns things up, makes things all weird and wonky. And it's like this almost Doctor Strange meets Superman kind of movie.
Good idea.
And that could be fun and lots of visual effects, and you get someone fun to play Mitzik Pitlick. Hopefully someone you don't expect, like Al Pacino. I would be on board for that.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Because it's a CGI character. You can have anyone you
sure,
want.
Sure,
sure. It doesn't matter.
No, I just want him to look like Al Pacino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think you need CGI, actually.
Well, the funny thing is, in the outfit, like, that type of character, outfit. He could change his shape at will, and it maybe at one point, as a joke, they turn him into Al Pacino. Yeah,
he likes that
and
form.
And he goes, hoo-ah! And then he turns right back. Already, don't tell me you don't want to see this movie.
I love it.
It sounds much better. When does Superman die?
Yeah, Superman goes to, like, rescue a cat out of a tree, and then Mitzelplick turns the cat into a lion, and then Superman has to fight a lion, but he can't hurt the lion because it's still really someone's kitty cat.
Right.
Like, that's something. I would watch that.
With Al Pacino's head on it.
Yeah. Al Pacino. Hey. Hoo-ah, you Superman. I have a thing I'm going to do to you. Lions. Hoo-ah.
Maybe you got to work on the script. No, that's a good idea. Why am I just, oh my God, he's dying.
I'm dying.
One good idea and he's dead.
That's a good movie. I would totally watch the hell out of that movie.
All right. Well, that likes his own idea.
I do. So do you. So don't.
Or they could keep making the same crap and we'll still see it.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem. Man. No.
That's the problem.
I'm not going to see it, though. Like, I'm not going to go to the theater and see the next Star Wars movies. I promise. I mean, I can't promise that.
I'm talking about the...
It's the same thing. The same crap. Stuff.
Well,
same
I
crap.
Didn't see Solo in the theater, but I'll probably see Episode 9.
I'm not.
You haven't seen Solo yet?
Nope, I haven't seen Solo. I finally saw The Mummy over the weekend.
Oh, how...
Oh, so, wow. Wow.
Good.
Good. I'm glad you're caught up on that.
I didn't plan on it. I was just sitting on
Nobody
the couch.
Did.
It was the morning.
No, we
and
did.
It was on.
Well, kind
and
of.
I'm like,
we did have a choice.
I'm like, oh, this movie's supposed to be awful. Let's see how awful it is. And it had already been on for like maybe a half hour, so I don't know what happens at the very beginning. But Nothing. I caught up pretty quickly. Tom Cruise fought Russell Crowe, and then they were in the desert, and now the credits rolled.
Yeah, you need the chair to be violently rocking to enjoy this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. That was pretty dumb. No Al Pacino as Mr. Mitzelplick.
No, it isn't. Mitzelplick? Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to Read This Bitches. Since we're going to talk about Spider-Man a lot later, at Pinball RJ asks, any Spider-Man comic suggestions? I want to read some after playing the game.
The new run is good. They just started the post-Dan Slott era.
Did they? I don't think I've read any of that.
Oh, it's what's it on? Issue 5 now or so?
Okay. It may not be on...
It's brand new. Like, it's within the last 2 months or so.
Then it may not be on there yet.
That's good. That's the where they rebooted Amazing Spider-Man again, because Dan Slott had run his course.
So when you say they rebooted it, is he an adult or a teenager?
He is
robot.
Right, he's a robot.
He's a table tennis robot.
Is he in school or is he a professional?
I've only read the first issue of it, and I don't even remember really. So
there's also, I mean, you can read
it was
a lot.
Good to
you know,
read.
There's always the Ultimate Spider-Man comics.
Ultimate Spider-Man's great.
It's all on. That's all on Unlimited. There's also I like the Champions, which has Miles Morales in it. That counts, right?
Sure, the Miles Morales stuff is good, but if you want, like, if you just played the game and want Peter Parker Spider-Man, it's different.
I still have a soft spot for some of the McFarlane Spider-Man issues from the late 80s, early 90s, particularly the one where he fights Morbius in the sewers because he's tricking homeless people into murdering people for him. That's a good little comic book right there. Also, I don't know. A lot of the 80s stuff is good, though. I like 80s Spider-Man. Black suit, symbiote, Venom, that whole thing. That's all late 80s.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's good, but it's kind of corny this point, I
would
say.
Well, I'm saying if you just were watching that, playing the game, I guess it, you know. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm on the spot here.
That's good. Nothing. That's. I think you answer the question.
Yeah. Okay. I would just go start with this new Amazing Spider-Man stuff that just came out.
It's
supposed
good.
To be good. I liked the first issue, even though I don't remember how old Peter Parker is in it. I know he's not the 40-year-old that he had become in the Dan Slott version, but...
Yeah, that's why I asked the question. Also, you know what's good is that first run of New Avengers that came out in the early 2000s, where Spider-Man became an Avenger. That's actually pretty good, too, because I like Spider-Man when he banters with other people, other superheroes. That doesn't always happen that often. It's good.
Well, if you like that, you may like the Spider-Man and Deadpool comic that's going right now as well.
That's true, too. That's also, there's a lot it's of fun. Those on Unlimited, too.
Yep, it's a fun comic.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, before we talk about Spider-Man and the rest of the new releases, let's talk about HelloFresh. Of course, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. They've got three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. We started with the family and then moved to classic once we realized that Ty could eat pretty much anything that they had. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. I keep them all in the bag in the refrigerator. It's very nice and neat. I got my HelloFresh shelf. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. We've all been doing HelloFresh I've been doing it for well over a year. Ship, you must be approaching the year mark.
At least, yeah.
At least, maybe surpassed it. Wombat, who knows what you're up to?
I like stuff.
Wombat likes stuff. Eating great healthy food for less than eating out is definitely a beautiful thing. This week, I made the Korean beef bibimbap, which is awesome. I always order that one when they have it. Very healthy and delicious. And had these smothered chicken enchiladas, which I never had before. And that was also very good. I don't think I've ever made enchiladas before, ever. I didn't think I even knew what they were. But now I know. And we made the truffled mushroom flatbreads tonight, which was very good as well. I ate too
we
much
made
of that.
Those spinach ravioli gratin last week.
Okay.
It's one of the best things I've ever had. Like, period. Hands down. HelloFresh or not.
Wow.
It was that good. Mm. It was bananas good.
Yeah, I usually get their ravioli when they have it. It's good.
So good.
Mm. So, for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/CagCast60 and enter CagCast60. That's HelloFresh.com/CagCast60 and enter CagCast60. Woo, CagCast60. All right, let's talk about new releases and go right to Spider-Man.
That's a new release.
Is that the one you want? Because I know there's another one that you guys are both playing. Do you guys want to do that one first?
And let's then we'll do Spider-Man first.
Spider-Man.
I'll talk about some other stuff later, but let's talk about Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man?
Marvel's. Spider-Man.
Marvel's Spider-Man. Would you call it amazing and or spectacular? Huh?
I would call it Marvel's Spider-Man, because that's the name of the game.
Right.
Even though the cover just says Marvel Spider-Man.
It is listed under M for Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's weird.
Well, it's a very good game. It's really beyond very good. It's really
doesn't need to be this good.
Yeah, I was trying to picture in my mind how they could make it better, and I was having a hard time, really.
Oh, they could totally make it better.
Well, I mean, but within reality and stuff.
Right.
I mean, some of the chase missions can get a little tedious.
I mean, again,
that's like, this is my biggest criticism of the game, is that the chase missions can get tedious. I'm not saying that's like an, oh my God, don't buy a complaint. I'm just, you know. I don't want us to all just, you know, turn this into a Beatles jack-off session.
Well, it's going to. Yes. Because this is the type of thing that I can't.
That was gross.
I can't nitpick about this game too much.
No.
Like, it's just. So the structure of it, it's known. Like, this is Amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2, the movie? That game?
Yes.
That's this. You can see that game in this game. This is just like, I don't know, 15, 20 years later, however long it's been.
Sure. Different factions.
Right. But it's just so well done, and it's not mean-spirited, which is nice. Like, so many of these that you can play it and have kids around, and it's not trying to make Spider-Man super gritty or anything. It's just
it's not an edgy movie. It's not a gritty reboot.
Yeah, it's just it just plays it like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man never looks at the camera and says, "Fuck Batman."
Right. Right. There's nothing like it's just like the tone of it is just like spot on what it needs to be. And I think they did a good job of like it's got all the collectibles and everything, but they all seem manageable. Like getting around Manhattan, it's big, but it's not too big. There's collectibles, but there's not too many collectibles. The way stuff unlocks, like I guess if you just like mainstream through the story, which I have not been doing, I go around, get all the collectibles until I don't have any more collectibles. And then I do the story. but it just feels like the map is never too full of icons to where it's overwhelming.
True.
And there's always just something like,
The way that they handle the unlocks on things like that too, where it's sort of tiered. Like, you know, there's going to be more stuff coming, but you can kind of clear out the stuff that's there. And then when more you do some, you know, go back to the story and then they add more stuff to it. I kind of like that for, you know, the side stuff to do. It's not just all opened up at once.
Let's talk about how good the swinging is.
The controls in this game are unbelievable. Like, you can just, everything you do looks cool. Like, whether you're fighting dudes, whether you're swinging, you get some like animations like where it doesn't quite, like when you're getting close to the ground and it can like skip some frames or get stuck. But it just, like, my daughter picked up the controller and was just like instantly just swinging around doing Spider-Man stuff. And she's just now getting into games. Like, so, but she could. It's like two buttons and you're just doing Spider-Man stuff.
And I really can't figure out a way how they could have made the swinging part better. It's simple, but also if you want to do it at maximum velocity, there's a rhythm that you have to get down, and it's not like super difficult or anything, but it's requires attention and just the right amount that if you were Spider-Man, you'd have to put into doing this. It's really awesome, and it looks, like you said, it looks super cool.
It does. It all looks, even with all the different costumes, like, it's flawless, the different costumes that he wears. Even during the cutscenes when they change, you know, he's wearing the costume that you have on it. The load screens have the costume that you're wearing. I think it's all really cool. Yeah. They put a lot of work into the details here, even in Manhattan.
It's insane. It's just literally insane. Yeah.
They knew what they were doing, and everything was very intentional, and I do appreciate that.
It's amazing when you think back at older video games, and I guess older Spider-Man games if you want, but you know, they're worried about the colors of the costume back then and, you know, getting like the very basic details right. Now they have to put in like the shoe patterns on the bottom of the feet, and like you can see the fabric, like seams basically.
And I like that they, like, the costumes they give you when the game basically starts. I like that you can play with this new one that Insomniac made, or you can play with the classic Spider-Man costume that an old man like me may prefer. I kind of like
you
that
went straight there.
That choice,
You went. I went straight there as well.
But that was, I appreciated that development decision a lot.
Yeah, and that you can use whatever power with whatever suit. Like, they unlock with the suits, but then you can just, like, use whichever one you want, which...
Do you have a favorite power?
I have not messed around with too many of them. I like the web blast one that sticks everybody to the ground, just because if you get surrounded, it's just like an easy screw this button.
What's better than that, similar effect, is the one in the Stark suit, the one from Homecoming.
Uh-huh.
That looks a lot like the classic suit, not the Infinity War one.
Right.
That one, it just releases, like, it's called Spider Bro.
Yeah.
And it's a little drone that pops out shocks everybody around you and just knocks them onto the ground. Similar, just, you know, different graphics, I guess. But I like that one the best, personally. So, I don't know. Again, that's kind of the fun with the game, though, is kind of playing around with that kind of stuff. I also think it's kind of cool to see the Iron Spider claws pop out of different costumes where it doesn't belong.
It's like a quality of life decision that they made. I mean, they're like, all right, it's not the most believable thing in the universe, in this universe.
But if it's what you want to see, they let you do it. If you don't want to do QuickTime events, you don't have to do those either.
They could have made it a pain in the ass to change into each suit. They could have made you go back to Peter's apartment to do that, because it doesn't
make
much sense.
You can save anywhere
otherwise.
At any time also. Yeah, that's another thing nice. I like.
It's really good. I was having a problem.
The writing's good as well.
Yep,
and it makes it fun to play as, or interesting rather, at least, to play as Peter Parker or the other characters that you play as.
Mildly. It's not as interesting as being Spider-Man.
Of course not. But at least it's a nice little break and gets you, hasn't been too long, at least the scenes that I've played. How far are you guys into the game?
I want to say, when I started playing last night, I was just over 40%. So I don't know where I am right now.
I'm in the mid 30%, somewhere in there.
But that's not like story.
No, but I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah.
No, I know.
You know,
I'm like not very far into the story. Like, I've not met up with many supervillains at all.
You haven't met up with Miles yet.
I've met Miles.
No.
They show him in the trailers. That's
yes,
really
I know
spoiler.
He's in the trailer.
Yeah, no. No, I have not done that.
I know who the main bad guy is.
Sure. He's on the cover of the game or different. Like,
I mean, like I've gotten to that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hit that story beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the same spot, I believe, where I'm at.
So I'm a little past that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really like the game a lot. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
My only complaint was the really early in the game, you have to fight Kingpin. Mm-hmm. And you have to use R1 a lot to web him up. And for whatever reason, it was just killing my hand using the PlayStation controller. And I did it and I got through it, but it's like, oh man, like, this is not really comfortable. And as you play the game, that doesn't really happen ever again where you have to do that. Because you have to keep doing it over and over again. To kill him, do you remember? Am I crazy?
I do. It's
it's it's annoying. So, but
it's
I got through it. Whatever.
Difficult boss fight.
But it got me thinking, like, oh, isn't there a way to use a Xbox controller with PlayStation? I thought like there was, but I didn't really know what was involved. And so I looked through Amazon stuff, and I found this thing called the Brook. Shit, I should have linked to it. Did I? Oh, I did. The Brook X1 adapter. And it's this little thing that clips onto the front of the Xbox One controller. And it's got a rechargeable battery, too. So you take out the batteries and it all slides into the battery slot there. You put that thing on. You connect it with a cable to the PlayStation 4, just like you would sync any PlayStation 4 controller. And that's it. Now your Xbox controller is a PlayStation controller. It works completely flawlessly in every way. You can turn on the PlayStation by pushing the thing on the controller. You can turn it off the same way. The only thing is there's no share button, but if you push the select and start buttons at the same time, that emulates the share button. There's controller map. There's button mapping. You can use it with the Switch also, which I haven't tested, but I would imagine it would work just as good as it works with the PlayStation. So, if you hate the PlayStation controller, you can spend $50 and buy the Brook X1 adapter, like I did, and use that.
Cool.
I was surprised that it just. I figured there would be some like, yeah, it works, but you have to use a cable, or you can't. I don't know. you can't turn it on or something. I don't know. It works fine. It works perfect though.
Cool.
At Carl Kramer writes in. He says, your prayers have been answered. Voice commands for Xbox without the Kinect. So
yes, I didn't know we had moved past.
Are we past new releases?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I'm like, God, I just jumped right ahead.
I thought we were almost done with the show. I got excited.
We just talked about Spider-Man. Damn.
We just talked about Spider-Man. It's the only game we talked about. And I was.
That's enough.
We didn't even talk about photo mode.
I was thinking about playing more Spider-Man. Okay. Yes, have the photo mode is very good.
Photo mode is fun. My kids and I enjoy playing with it. Okay, we can move on.
I've been playing some NBA 2K19.
Wow.
That's a game. They sent us codes, both me and you, Cheapy.
Yep. Got codes. They asked me if I wanted a code. Well, they asked me if I wanted one, and I was like, yeah, I guess I want one.
I'm okay.
Right.
It's the number of modes in these games is insane. Like, just to look through the menu and see just how much like content they stuff in this thing. But I'm playing the new My Career mode, where you create your character, and I think you did at least that, didn't you, Cheapy? Didn't you like scan your face?
Yes, I downloaded the app and I scanned my face. For some reason it keeps putting like an afro on my head.
You can change your hair.
I know. It didn't quite look like me.
No, mine doesn't look like me much at all. So I think they could improve that. And then they didn't really have my hair choice in the game.
Okay.
So my dude does not look much like me, but
boo. Maybe you can buy red hair later.
No, I have red hair. It's just they don't have a lot of like just like straight white people hair, I would say.
Right. Finally, the straight white man is
right. Which makes perfect sense. Like as far as like even like just in the NBA, there's not like a lot of like longer haired white dudes, unless it's like a ponytail type thing. Like,
I'm very glad that this game makes a strong political statement.
Right. That's what
unlike Spider-Man, which ignores police brutality.
Well, you remember a few years back when Larry Bird, like his hair looked like feathers.
Right.
But which is funny because I've been playing my career mode. And so, yeah, I've got my like white bearded redheaded dude running mm-hmm. around. And you start off in you're playing in China for a Shanghai team because your character, he's a jerk, which is a weird thing because you like make you make your character and it turns out like this guy is a pretty big dick. Like he like left college too soon, got like upset that he wasn't drafted, like hates that he's playing in China.
Right. He's miserable. He's a miserable person.
Yeah, he's a miserable person, doesn't like his teammates. Like, that's the lesson that he's going to learn, I assume, here. But it's weird to, like, set yourself, like, be like, okay, I'm going to play as myself. And it's like, oh, I'm a terrible person.
I have no joy left in the sport.
So right. It sounds like something Cheapy should really like.
Right. Yeah, yeah, it's depressing. But it's like, weird that... like in a good way though, like you're playing in these Chinese games for these teams and all the announcing like in the game is in Chinese.
Oh, they make this game makes way too much money. Like
it's the same thing. It's like they didn't need to do this necessarily, but this is cool. Right. And like after the game, like you like go to like a karaoke bar and, there's like a scene where like there's all these Chinese people like trying to take a picture with you and they're like you're like explaining that you're not this guy who you haven't met yet. There's this character called Corey Harris who you went to school with and to college with. And you're like explaining to these Chinese people that you're not him. And then when you meet him, he's like a really good-looking black dude. And I'm like,
wow.
And nice. I'm like, huh, all right.
All American look same.
Right. So that like made me laugh. But then you're like a dick to this guy and he's like trying to help you out because he's like in the NBA.
You're a dick to the Chinese guy in the restaurant, dick to the mentor.
Right. It's so.
Everybody dick.
Yeah. So you eventually, you get into the G League. You beat Michael Rapoport. He's your coach for a little while.
Oh, wow. Is he
Michael Rappaport?
And is he playing Michael Rappaport?
He's got a different name, like Coach.
Oh, okay.
Coach Rappaport?
Coach Davenport, I think is his name.
Is it? No.
I think so.
Is it Coach Mitzik Pitlick?
But he looks like it's him. It's the actor.
That's awesome.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's fun.
No, it's fun. It's a fun game. And it plays well. It looks great. There's some throwbacks to old 2K games in there. As part of the story mode. That's fun. I'm enjoying it. I stayed up way too late last night playing it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Will I be able to handle this game or is it too hard?
No, I think you'll be fine. Just play the My Career because you kind of progress, I think, through it no matter how you're doing.
Okay, I'll check it out. It's installing.
It's 55 gigs.
Yep.
Also out this week, NBA Live 19.
It's probably better than it was. Who knows? Nobody will know. Nobody will ever know.
How can you compete? Like it's so fr- like I played it at NBA Live 19 at E3 and it was fine. It was a basketball game. It just doesn't have all this other stuff that 2K19 has.
Is that the game that you had to play in the direct sunlight?
Yeah, in the direct sunlight. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah. You're I take it back, Wombat. Shipwreck's the real hero.
He is.
Yes.
Also out this week, we played V-Rally 4 at E3. We liked that. That's out this week.
V-Rally 4. Yes, I remember that.
That was that the one that had a rally fun, game. Like rally through a parking garage.
They call that something else. Mm-hmm. They call that Gymkhana or something? No, is that a movie? Gymkhana. No, it's not Gymkhana. You know what I'm talking about with the cars and the sliding?
Fast and Furious.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to look up Gymkhana. I know that's the movie.
Something that begins with a K, I thought.
Car drifting. I'll get the name. Gymkhana car drifting. No, it's Gymkhana.
Oh, Gymkhana. I was completely.
There was a K
wrong.
There was a K in the middle.
I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there you go. We'll take
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I was a lot closer than I thought I was, to be honest. But go me. So yeah, V-Rally. We played that E3. That seemed pretty good. What else?
There's the solo pack for Pinball FX 3 came out. I have not played those yet. Have you played those, Wombat?
No, I wasn't. I don't have those.
Mm. I don't either. But
okay.
Do you have Siggy, a fart for Melusina?
No, I don't. And I think I'm okay with that, too.
That's a game.
I thought about sneaking in fake, you know, Switch titles.
I thought you might have there, and I had to Google to see if you had done that or not.
I thought somebody had done that, too. I checked. I did the same thing.
A fart for Melusina is on every console, though.
Yep,
so.
Yep. I didn't notice that. Switch. When I was looking through the Switch games, I was looking for ones that we could potentially make fun of. And I saw that, and I thought one of you planted it there, just like Shep. Anything else?
Is there, it's not on this list, but I just received it, and we'll talk about it next week. Shadow of the Tomb Raider came out.
Yeah, why do you get it so early? Well, it comes out tomorrow or Friday?
I think if you pre-ordered it, you got it early.
I pre-ordered it.
Maybe you didn't pre-order it early enough to get it early.
Jeez, I pre-ordered it like a week ago.
I think
how early do I got
like
a pre-order?
May? I don't know.
What are they, like drop shipping it? Like the boat is pulling up to
Or maybe
Cincinnati?
I got like the version that comes with the season pass, so maybe that's why I got it early? I don't know.
Oh, yes, there's an early access version.
Okay.
That's why. Yep, that's it. That is it.
That is why it is up there.
Shit, man. We got these elites getting the games early because they pay more money.
You know,
how come Spider-Man doesn't address that?
Right. The perfect storm of Spider-Man, NBA 2K, and Tomb Raider hit at my house.
So many games. So many games. The top three games that you want to play have just arrived.
They're all here basically. Right now.
Boom.
So I'm looking forward. I've heard good things. I'm looking forward to playing Tomb Raider.
Excellent.
Anything on Switch?
What's that?
Anything on Switch? Did we see anything here?
Kentucky Robo Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Also a real game.
That's a real game.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That is a real game.
Planet Alpha. Is that what I think it is? Or is that just.
Yes.
Okay.
We played that at E3. It's a platformer in the vein of like Earthworm Jim, I want to say.
It looked.
Right?
I would
backdrops.
Say.
Yeah. Cool, trippy space backdrops.
This game was cool.
Mm-hmm. That's out this week.
Nice. Cool.
All right, let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. Did you read? This is from at TopHat666. He writes in and wants us to talk about EA trying to keep loot boxes in FIFA, even though they're banned in Belgium. This is the crazy thing about this. It goes to show you how much money is at stake and how important loot boxes are for these companies. They're literally going to sue over them. They're waiting for the government to sue them so that they can fight against this and not take the loot boxes out. Or
they just don't sell the game in Belgium.
No, I mean, they're not doing that. They're selling them. They're saying, fuck it, we're selling in Belgium, and you have to come, now you have to come after us, and then we'll have the opportunity.
If you told me that EA has more money than the Belgian government, I wouldn't be like, that's impossible. So
right, it is interesting. It's super interesting, and I think, you know, like EA's argument is going to be that this isn't gambling, but I think what the government's argument is going to be that technically, you know, we're more concerned about the things that are happening in a person's brain when they do something like that, that it's the same thing as gambling in that way.
Mentally, it's the same sensation. So it's technically, it's psychologically gambling.
I don't know if that's true or not. My guess is, and if there's some studies about it, I don't know, but my guess is that it probably is. And that's why.
I mean, it sounds plausible when you say it out loud, right?
Sure.
I sound convincing.
I mean, and I think that's really sort of the point. It's not really like, is our loot boxes gambling or not? Like, is it just because they don't have value, I can't, you know, get money out of it? That really is not the question. The question is, you know, does it have the same effect on our brains, I think, is the important question. And that's what the game companies don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about whether it meets these strict legal definitions of gambling. But they don't really address why gambling is illegal in the first place. And I think that's one of the big reasons why, because it's addictive and, mm-hmm. you know, fucks with your brain, Wombat.
Yes, it does. So do you.
Speaking with getting fucked with, Dr. Disrespect, Wombat, your good buddy, has been getting drive-bys at his house.
Or is he?
No, I mean, Polygon called the police and said that the police said that they are investigating this. This is something that is happening. Wombat, are you okay?
Okay.
I get choked up when bad things happen to my good friend, Dr. Disrespect.
Yes, I understand.
I don't even know his real name. Does he have one?
Yeah, of course. It's Guy. His first name is Guy.
Guy Incognito?
Yes. So that's crazy. This the whole Twitch YouTube community seems pretty bad. It seems like it's such a fame there is such a mixed bag. It's so hard to get, and then if you do manage to get fame on Twitch or YouTube, okay, you can make money, but there's a lot of weird people out there and acting badly. You wonder if it's really worth it.
And it isn't.
Well,
I don't know. Probably is.
I wanted to talk about the Call of Duty Battle Royale beta, but I pre-ordered it on Xbox, so I don't get to play it till Friday.
I can't wait. Let us know how it is.
The Battle Royale is supposed to be PUBG, but polished and 60 frames per second, which is all I really wanted.
Okay, well, you let us know.
And that's all I'm getting because there's no story mode in this one.
I know.
I forgot until I read some article about the beta. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no story mode.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
All right.
Okay. They announced two Switch bundles, a Pikachu and an Eevee, and we're giving away one of those at Video Game Deals when they come out closer to this holiday season. I ordered one. Oh, is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Oh, I
thing.
See. Got
it's
it.
Not, yeah.
It's not. There's not two bundles. There's
no,
one. I think I would know that since I ordered it, but
right.
Here
it,
we are.
It's pretty... it's a choice that there's design on that thing. Man.
I'm looking at it right now. You have Ooh. To like yellow.
But you have to
and
like
a little bit of brown.
Two different shades of yellow.
Like yeah. mustard. Like right. a mustard.
Yeah. I would have went with...
But then with like... Also, those with black.
It has well. To go with black. I get it. I would have went... I like the yellow Pikachu. I think I would have gone with like a light blue character.
Right.
Not a light like blue. A not Bulbasaur? A light blue. Like a.
And then they mm-hmm. add two other colors, brown and beige, for the...
Yeah.
You want to use them as individual controllers, the Joy-Cons. I don't know. Yeah. It's a...
If you like Pokemon, maybe you like this color scheme.
I
think it's very Pokemon.
I like
Pokemon.
Pokemon, all right, but it... Right. That those two colors being so close to each other, like, really makes it unattractive to me.
Right, I hear you.
It doesn't. It does not work with my eyeballs.
You're just not a big enough Pokemon fan. I think that's the problem. You prefer style over Pokemon.
I do like things that I like to look at over things that I don't well, like to look at.
Your priorities are all out of whack, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the only thing worse would have been if they'd have made the colors wrong, like if they'd have put Pikachu on the mustard side and Eevee on the yellow side.
Right. They would get that right. I have faith in Nintendo. They can do it.
It's the dock is like, it's such a like disappointing dock as well. Like it's just like they slapped half of a Pikachu on one side and half of an Eevee on the other side of the existing dock. It's like the same color. They just put the logos on there and called it a day.
They spared no expense on this design. Top designers were flown in from Europe. Oh no, they just took two stickers. All right, let's talk about... Should we talk about the Apple thing today? Are we up to that?
I guess.
I don't have much to say about it.
Well, there's a question for you from I Am Nick Pedro. For right. you, Wombat, Apple featured the iOS Elder Scrolls game during their keynote. As an Elder Scrolls fan, do you have any interest in this? Can this be done successfully using touchscreen controls? Have you watched anything about this?
Not since E3. I mean...
Blade.
I mean, whatever. I'll give it a shot. I'm sure it'll be free to download.
Yeah. I didn't really watch much of it, or really... I saw that the new watch... can give you an EKG, which is I've never seen people applaud before when the word echocardiogram appeared on a screen.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary, but sure.
The audience erupted into applause, like, oh my god, finally, but just what I needed.
Yeah,
I see why it's a big deal. I see why it's interesting.
We already talked about this stuff though, the other stuff this episode.
I know, that's all. I'll probably get the new watch because I have the first one.
Okay, enjoy.
And it doesn't make it through the day anymore. All right, let's go to the CAG bag. We got three questions, Wombat. You can do it.
All right, let's do this.
Are you
this.
Ready?
I'm ready. I'm psyched.
At Radilla Design writes in and says, how the fuck are we supposed to play all these games coming out? Should I quit my job, get a divorce, drop my friends?
I think you should not quit your job because you need to pay for these games. The other two are plausible.
You got to prioritize, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know, I could do it. First of all, you make sure your kids have activities. That's very important. Particularly, play dates are always good. Try to schedule some play dates for your children that are not in your house.
Okay, Wombat's got the plan. Go on. Maybe he doesn't have kids, though. He didn't mention kids.
That's true. So you don't have kids. So already, I don't see what the big deal is. Second,
wife. He's got a wife and friends.
We know you have a wife. So here's a good thing for the wife. Find something that she's interested in that you're not, that either she can do out of the house or even in the house.
Like maybe another man.
Maybe there's a movie she wants to see that you don't want to see. Maybe you buy that Blu-ray or digital copy and put it on the machine in another room and she can watch her movie, or maybe she watches it on an iPad next to you while you're playing your game.
Wombat's got a lot of strong feelings about this. I think he's been in this
So position. Then you're still together. Like, you're still together. She's on her iPad. You're playing your game. You're not separated.
You rubber leg every once in a while.
Exactly. Everybody wins. And as far as friends, friends understand. You don't need to drop your friends. It's stupid.
Right.
So that's what friends are for. Okay.
Problem solved.
Yes. But if you have no kids, you have time. That's
I would say move the single player games to later. And you probably want to be on the multiplayer hotness as it's happening. So maybe focus on those first. I don't know. But Spider-Man's so good, you kind of just have to play that.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man's where it's at.
And Tomb Raider's supposed to be good too, Shep.
I'll pass.
I will not pass. I will play that as well.
Pass. Bought it.
Shipwreck paid extra to get it early, and he's not going to play it. You're not even going to be playing it 3 days early, even though you have the power.
I'm recording this. I would be playing it tonight, but I'm recording this.
Okay. And tomorrow the Bengals play.
So. Right, so I'm... Yeah.
You know, he's got to be
upset. Did he get like $20 back or something?
I'm fine.
Call Best Buy.
Okay, I will do that. I'll explain my situation to Best Buy.
Well, this next question ties in. At Durant603 asks, what do you plan on doing with all those copies of Destiny 2?
I didn't get one, so I don't know.
Best Buy's giving... Are they still giving away?
No, I think that's over. I think they started running out of copies.
How many did you get?
I got three last week, and I got an email from them today that I have another one to pick up.
That's really funny to me.
What percentage of your destinies were filled?
Three quarters, I guess.
Okay.
There's another one for me to pick up.
I only got one for 3 for 5, I feel.
Okay.
It's still fine.
What are you going to do with them?
I already threw them at Ty once when he came home, when he came through the door. Now I'm thinking, you know, like that old school prank with the bucket on top of the door? And when they open the door, the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of just putting the stack of Destinies on there and just have it fall on them. I don't know. What else can you do with it? If I had more than three, I could like take a bath in them. But three is, you know, not that exciting.
No, this is not exciting at all.
Maybe I need to get a P.O. box and everybody can send me their Destinies. And then we can like, I don't know, make a sculpture or something. I don't know. Time capsule? Set it into space?
Weird. Such a weird thing that happened with that game.
Well, no, that's like that's how they plan on it happening.
I guess
it's part of the plan. The plan is kind of weird, maybe, but it is part of the plan.
All right,
it's a weird plan. I agree. It seems weird, but there's a lot of money invested in that plan. So, what are you gonna do? At Chongo Asada writes into Shipwreck and asks, any thoughts on the Poly Mega console pre-orders? I don't even know what that is.
So the Poly Mega is another one of these retro consoles.
Why is this better than the other retro consoles, which I can also afford?
It's modular. Does that interest you?
In what way is it modular?
So you buy the base unit, and I think the base unit plays disc-based games. So PlayStation 1, Sega Saturn, Sega CD, Neo Geo CD, and TurboGrafx CD, I believe.
Okay.
And then you can buy the other modules that let you play the NES. There's an NES module, a Super Nintendo module, a Genesis 32X module, and a TurboGrafx 16 module.
I don't like it.
So
too much work.
Those things allow you to play the actual cartridges or the discs. And I think it also allows you to save them to some kind of storage as well. It's to get be all in on it. You're looking at pre-order discount price right now is $459.99.
That's with all the modules.
With all the modules.
It's a lot of monies.
The thing I mean, it's hard like to say what this thing is actually doing. Is it just emulating them? I don't know. I've been trying to read up on a little bit on it, but.
So, okay, wait. So it's modular, so you put the modules in to play the cartridges.
Right.
But it's also an emulator that you could download things to?
Well, it says there's you can't run ROM files. So
okay,
maybe not. Maybe just now it's you're running your existing games.
Hey, you know what's good? Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man is good.
This place, this there's polymer. A lot of different Spider-Man games that this can play.
That's true.
Yeah, but you just need the new one.
Spider-Man
My dad
PS1
saw the new Spider-Man game, and he was very impressed and very sad to learn that it's not on Xbox and not coming to Xbox.
That those are
he
true.
Has Xbox. He liked it for the reasons that you said, Chip. He said, there's no shooting. You know, you're not shooting anybody, and it seems like friendly. Yeah.
So back to this Polymega first.
Yes, go.
So for $250, you can just get the base one with a wireless controller. And that allows you to play all of the CD based stuff, which I think is the interesting part of it. Because a lot of those optical drives are kind of flaky. So
is this the first machine like this where it's got an optical drive and you can play retro games?
It might not be the first, but it's, I think.
The first good one looking?
Maybe the first good looking one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's really the hook. I don't think we need more ways to play NES games currently.
I get it. So the high price is really only for the people who have no other way to play those other the cartridge games, which most people who are interested in something like this probably already have.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So $250, I would say, is not terrible if you have a library of all these disc-based games and you just want one system that can kind of just plug in and go.
They should send one to Ship and he can pass judgment.
I agree.
As he does.
Polymega, send a console to Shipwreck. If you need his address, just reach out to me on Twitter.
All right.
It weighs
Let's
six
wrap
pounds.
It up. What's that? I hear like insects.
Oh, I hear too.
I hope they're not from inside the house. Well,
Zay, I don't think that's my house.
It's very noisy out here. This is not a good soundproof room that I'm in. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's wrap it up. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at CBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. It's getting to be that shopping time of year, so definitely follow at Video Game Deals. Of course, I want to remind you to go to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter CADCAST60 to get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes of HelloFresh. And what else? I think that's it.
Bread's done.
His name? Kurt Thomas. His title? Three-time world gymnastics champion. His assignment? A secret mission for the United States government. His only weapon. Himself. And that's all he needs. Combine the discipline, the timing, and the power of gymnastics with the explosive force of karate. And a new, all-powerful martial art is born. Gymkata. Kurt Thomas becomes Jonathan Cabot. He must penetrate a mountain fortress to compete in an ancient savage ritual. They call it the game. But nobody wins. And nobody lives. Until now. When gymnastics and karate are fused, the combustion becomes an explosion, and a new kind of martial arts superhero is born, Gymkata.